You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 147. Today, we're going to talk about being committed to your present self. It's really an extension of last week's episode, your past and future self. And last week's episode, that episode was dedicated to encouraging you to write a letter to your past self and also write a letter to your future self. So the intention was or is to recognize and see how far you've come, to hold space for yourself when reflecting on your past, and then also thinking and dreaming about your future self. How do you want to feel and behave, and you know what you're going to do to get yourself there. So go back if you haven't listened to it and you haven't done the journaling yet. Please do so. It is time. So I've been thinking a lot about this lately, this year so far, 2023. There have been a lot of shifts and a lot of fun changes in my life, and my time has been allocated to different endeavors and more than it has been in a few years. It's just different things are happening. And I found myself not having as much time to work on my podcast as I have for a few years. So for the past few years. So I recently, you know, the past few months, I've really been reevaluating and figuring out my priorities for my life right here, right now, in the present moment. What do I have the bandwidth and energy for in my life? What brings me joy? And I've been considering my choices and how and where I spend my time and energy. And this podcast is a big one. It's a big one. And I love it so much. And it also takes time. It takes time. And I am absolutely not complaining. It's just the reality. I with love, am giving you free content every single week for over 2.5 years. But that's really something to consider. You know, is this worth my time and energy? Like, I've really been thinking about this. And my absolute answer is 100% yes. I love you. I love this podcast. I am 100% committed to the podcast. And I know I'm putting good out into the world, and I know I'm helping people. You know, whether you are a past client or you are a future client, or you're considering working with me, or you're working with me right now, or you're simply a devoted or even occasional podcast listener, I have an enormous amount of care and consideration for you. And I use my podcast. I'm grateful for this platform to share my expertise and my experience and to share my care and my love and to share my authentic self in the hopes that you find inspiration and meaning and connection and support. And so I want to clarify with myself and with you right here, right now, that I'm making a commitment, a present commitment to myself and to you, that I will continue to put out weekly podcast episodes. So why? Why am I doing this? Why am I making this commitment? Well, I kind of talked about it, but I know I'm bringing value. I have trust. I have trust in my abilities and trust in my energy that I'm putting out into the world. And also, I've been where you've been. I've done the work. I continue to do the work. I know you're doing the work, and I know I can help you. And I know that I am helping you feel more connected and give you a fresh perspective on health and well-being, recognizing that healing and, you know, receiving a diagnosis or illness or stress or, you know, any of it, that it is bio-individual. There's no one size fits all. And then in order to really and truly grow and evolve in your own well-being and your own wellness, you simply must open your mind and open your heart and take action steps from a very authentic, loving, self-compassionate, holistic wellness perspective and way. So, you know, if this is your first podcast, welcome. I have, I, I have rheumatoid arthritis. I have the autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis. So I have been through it, chronic pain, the ups and downs, chronic fatigue, and so many health issues that come along with having a chronic illness and an autoimmune disease. And I've been working on my health for so many years in so many different ways. And now I'm 50 years old and it's pretty awesome to be at this stage of my life. And also there's, you know, a host of other different changes happening in my body and my life. And it's fascinating. I love life and I love being here with you. And I also want you to please remember that wellness is a holistic integration of the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Okay. So, and when we think about, you know, our well-being and our commitment to our present self and to our future self, wellness necessitates good stewardship. And it's awareness that everything in your life is interconnected. Each area of your life affects every other area of your life. Okay. So many people come to me for nutrition, and I am very clear, very clear that that is only one piece of the integration of your holistic well-being and your whole self. 100% nutrition is so important, but there is so much more that is going to bring you and support you to feeling good in your body and to to your well-being and your healing. So I did an episode 129, Components to Wellness. So if you're curious about that, just really considering all the different components of your life that contribute to your well-being, go back and listen to that episode 120. Okay, so back to self-commitments, your commitment to your present self. Where are you at? Where are you at with being committed to yourself with self-commitment? No, I'm gonna ask you a rhetorical question. Do you ever, why sometimes you can't, or rather you don't, uphold commitments to yourself? Even when you really want to do something that you say you're committing to, why do we have a hard time committing to ourselves? Why do we often make commitments to ourselves, but then we don't keep them? I just want to say that it's not because you're lazy or incapable, or it's not because you're not good enough. But, you know, there's so many reasons, you know, that I could go into. But anyway, one of the reasons that, you know, is that we're conditioned actually to not keep our commitments. Self-trust, self-belief, self-love, all of this need to be nurtured and tended to in order to grow and evolve over time. So the more that you practice prioritizing yourself, the more you create realistic expectations of yourself, the more you practice self-commitment, the easier it will become for you to follow through. And then also, you know, allow yourself to ebb and flow with life and treat yourself kindly through the process. So this week we're going to go within and look at where, you know, what we want to commit to now in our life in the present. Okay. So I want to share something that just happened, which is also really helping me ground myself right now in the present moment for how I want to make choices for my health and my life. So last year I went to the optometrist and they found something suspicious in my retina, and they referred me to a specialist. So I went to this retinal specialist, and there's all these tests, and I was like, you know, okay. And oh my God, I mean, I feel like the dentist is worse than the eye doctor. Anyway, I was like, at least it's not the dentist. So that's a whole other story. But anyway, so I went to this retinal specialist, and thankfully everything was fine. And they said, come back in a year. So fast forward a year, and that was earlier this week. And I went in for my second retinal specialist, my first follow-up, my second time there. And similar to last year, I was there for like 3 hours, that I'm going in and doing different tests, and they're sending me back to the waiting room, and they're, you know, putting drops in my eyes, and it's all blurry. And then I go up and do more tests, and then I go to a different waiting room. It's just like this whole thing. And you know what was also amazing? This doctor's office. In the second waiting area where you do another test and then you go back and then you wait to see the the final doctor, they had this like huge, beautiful waterfall. It's just like one of those like calming, healing waterfalls. And I was like, just breathing with that waterfall. And I wasn't really nervous at the doctor's office, but I just was like, just kind of frustrated that it was taking a long time. But I went in knowing it was going to take a long time. But anyway, so then when I finally got in the final finale, and I knew from last year, I knew that going in that I would know the results. This is something that you don't have to wait for results. They literally have the results right there. So I finally got in the doctor and she asked me, the first thing she asked me is like, she said, how are your stress levels? And I responded, I think okay. I'm way less stressed than I was a decade ago or even a few years ago. And then she proceeded to tell me that I have something called central serous retinopathy. Let's see. Let me just see if I can pronounce that. Chorioretinopathy. Central serous chorioretinopathy. So that's a medical condition that occurs when fluid builds up behind the retina and the eye. And the fluid can cause your retina to detach, leading to vision problems. And there is a possible permanent loss of vision. And it's often associated with high stress lifestyle and also steroid medication. The doctor, she told me that it's typically found in males with type A personalities who are under an enormous amount of stress. And I was like, holy guacamole. That is so fascinating. So fascinating. Well, first of all, I'm not using steroids in any way, shape, or form. And high stress, okay, dang, I'm like, compared to what I used to be, I mean, hey, everything's relative, but I'm feeling so good. I mean, of course there's stressors, but still. So, I mean, I was just like, wow, this is fascinating. Fascinating. So she essentially said that central serous chorioretinopathy, it can go away on its own. But in order to do that, she literally used the word zen. She said I needed to get into a zen state as much as possible. I'm just laughing because this is just like literally stress is the cause for everything. It's literally causing fluid in my effing retina. Oh my God, this is just like holy crap. Okay, so anyway. So she's like, you need to work on lowering your stress. And because this is active right now in your eye, schedule a follow-up for 2 months from now. So I was like, okay. And she had me like look in this little chart and my eyes were still like blurry from the drops. And she had me bring home this chart to look at. And she said it's in my left, like it's like in the left eye in the top corner. So it's not like right now affecting my vision. So she thought that's really good because the where it's located, but it could be. She's like, have you noticed anything different? Have you noticed floaters? Have you noticed? And I'm like, no. So anyway, so now this has gotten me thinking again about reevaluating where am I at in my life. So I'm doing another deep self-reflective check-in with myself. What is going on here? Where am I stressed? What is causing me stress? And also, I want us to really take in consideration that there are lots of different kinds of stressors in life. There's lifestyle stressors, there's physiological stressors, emotional, chemical stressors, nutritional stressors, financial stressors, stressors, social, environmental stressors, so much. And so I'm checking in with myself and I'm, you know, where am I feeling stressed? And I'm journaling about it and I'm doing, you know, reflection and thinking, okay, what can I change in my diet and my lifestyle to lower stress to the best of my ability right now? Because this is something that I'm okay with this. Like it hasn't gotten to the point where it's, uh-oh, you know, oh my God, I don't even want to put this on the universe, but you know, it just came to my brain. I grew up watching, you know, Little House on the Prairie. And remember when Mary went blind? She woke up and she's like screaming, I'm blind, I'm blind. Anyway, so it's not that is where we're at right now. Right now, I'm in a place where we always want to be. We don't want to get to the point where we wait so fucking long that all of a sudden it's bad. It's bad. Okay. Here I am, you know, thinking I'm doing great. And then there's this retinal fluid and I need to check myself. Okay. So I am making a commitment to my present self to do things every single day to support my health and vitality and well-being. So what I'm, you know, done now is I'm thinking about the things in my life right now that are bringing me joy and that are bringing healing, and I'm going to cry. And there's a lot of them, and there's so much joy and a lot of wonderful things happening in my life. And that, you know, but also there are stresses and there are things that are weighing on me. But I don't want to get stressed about not being too stressed. You know what I'm saying? So that's something to really consider. We can't overstress about, oh God, I got a lot of stress. So, you know, I'm thinking about, okay, how is my sleep? Where's my nutrition at? How about my yoga practice? Where's my movement and my exercise? And what about my breathing? And, you know, more than just nutrition, how am I eating? Am I eating with intention and mindfully? Am I eating slowly? Am I chewing? You know, where am I at with my guided meditations? I love guided meditations. Where is my mindset at? What are my thoughts when I wake up, when I go to sleep, during the day? What am I worrying about? How can I best support myself? And I'm reevaluating and see, you know, like thinking about and considering where, you know, what is bringing me joy and calm and a sense of gratitude and bringing myself into a place of zen and peace. And I'm making a commitment to my present self. So let's think about you. Let's talk about you. When do you keep commitments to yourself? Like when you do keep commitments to yourself, how does that feel? When you keep commitments to yourself, what does that do for your self-trust? When you follow through and keep commitments to yourself, commitments that are authentic to you, what does that do for your growth? What does that do for your confidence? And I'm not talking just about any old commitment. I'm really, you know, talking about choosing aligned commitments. Not like things that you think that you, quote, should be doing, but choosing aligned commitments and then following through on those. It's about what is most aligned for you in the moment. And that changes all the time. And I want to remind you that it changes all the time. We think, oh my gosh, maybe there's, I have one of, oh, I love all my clients so much, but one client that I have, like, she's an old client, and maybe I've brought this up on the podcast, but this happens all the time. You know, she does so well when she does morning guided meditations, even for 5 minutes or just breathing. So it like literally transforms her day. But she was having, I just worked with her for months and months on going back to herself, making it super simple. And in her mind, she thought, how can I do this for the rest of my life? And it was like, we talked about this all the time about when you make a commitment to yourself, there are, you know, there's like the bigger long-term commitment. Like, okay, I want to commit to, I'm just giving me a super basic one, like, you know, eating healthy for the rest of my life. Well, what does that mean? You know what? It's going to ebb and flow and change every day. What you eat on Tuesday might be different than what you eat on Wednesday. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not committed to eating, you know, looking for like nourishing, nutrient-dense foods. So we ebb and flow and allowing yourself to grow and change. And maybe, you know, maybe something works for you for the month of October to do, but then you want to mix it up and switch it to the month of November. Personality type comes into play, all of it. But anyway, your priorities are always changing. And what, you know, and what is for your highest good is always changing. What was for my highest good? My capacity when I was 25 years old is way different than it is now at 50. So please give yourself permission to change and give yourself permission to make a commitment to yourself and then actually follow through. I think, let me just think about this if I want to give another example. So, you know, I think the example that I just gave with that client is good. So, you know, I think that the point is that, you know, often when we are ready to make a change, I say this all the time, I really encourage you to start small and baby steps, progress over perfection. The last thing we want to do is create more overwhelm and disappointment in ourselves. Okay. So small doable action steps builds self-trust. It accumulates over time. And it's like being authentic to yourself, doing something that you actually are motivated to do and inspired to do, not that you think that you should do because, you know, you're working with me or whatever, you know, someone told you that you should be doing that. That kind of shoulding and pressure on yourself is not helpful. It's harmful. You also need to believe in your worth. You have to believe in your worth. And this is something that I help my, like literally every single client that I work with, I help on them believing that they're actually worthy and deserving of taking care of themselves. It is true. It is true. So some questions to get you thinking. What do you want to commit to in your life this week? How do you want to show up? What would make you so proud of yourself at the end of this week? What do you want to commit to and how you take care of yourself this week? What is your highest self deep down asking for you to do for yourself? And then check in with your answers. Does it feel aligned with your highest self, with joy, with your growth, with how you want to feel in your body? And bottom line, make sure your commitments are coming from that rise, from that authentic, true, and right place. And then, you know, step up and commit to them and show yourself that you can actually trust yourself and follow through. This is what makes ourselves proud of ourselves. And that builds that confidence. It builds self-trust, knowing that you're capable of following through on what is important to you. So if you are so inclined, I encourage you also to write a letter of commitment to your present self. You could write at the top of the paper, my commitment to my present self, and then dear, you know, Alyssa, dear, write your name, and then explore your thoughts and your concerns and your ideas and be a realistic and self-compassionate towards yourself as you're considering your life right now and how you want to make commitments to your own health and healing journey. Remember, your commitments to yourself ebb and flow, and it takes practice. So if you're someone who has a history of self-criticism and self-judgment, and, you know, please always, always get into that habit and that practice to going back to self-compassion. Place a hand on your heart. Take a big, deep breath and ask yourself, what do I need? What do I need? And then after you answer that, go even further. Why do I need this? And then what small step can I take right now to help make this happen for myself? And I am here for you. I would love to work with you. And so if you are ready, and even if you're just curious, let's talk. Email me at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. That email is in the show description, and we'll set up your wellness consult call. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today and for tuning in. I appreciate you listening. And if you think this episode or the podcast in general would be helpful to someone you know, please share Positively Anti-Inflammatory with them. I love to continue to reach as many people, as many beautiful humans as possible on this journey as we're together. And I'm sending you lots of love. And until next week, say something nice to yourself, slow down when you eat, and say yes to rest. Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.